Friends and Fez. Good Friends and Fez. Good Friends and Fez. Good Friends and Fez. Good Friends and Fez.
Okay, welcome everybody to episode 5 of Good Friends and Fez, the only podcast that brings a smile to your face and a general hatred for Fez. I'm Stephen.
I'm Fez.
I'm Lexus.
And I'm always Lee.
Always.
Good on you, Lee.
Thanks.
Are you ready for general chit-chat?
Yeah! General chit-chat!
General chit-chat! It's chit-chat.
What do you mean up to? What do you mean up to? I don't know.
General
chit-chat!
Chit-chat.
What's going on, guys?
What you been up to, brother?
So, yeah, what's been going on?
Well, I saw the movie Django Unchained last night.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
Okay. And it was sick. It was insane.
And very good.
It's very, very good.
You seen it, Fezzy?
No, I haven't. But, you know, I heard a fair, like, some people, it's got a bit of controversy to it, doesn't it?
It does. They swear a lot and drop the N-bomb every 7
cents. Yeah. So about slavery. Yeah.
And it's set in 1852 when that was taught in schools to refer to those people, I'm sure.
So. Exactly, yeah. And it's a Tarantino flick. Like, people just like to bitch about shit. Yeah. Like,
I saw it in Gold Class.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I was like sitting there drinking red wine and eating cheese as like African Americans are getting whipped and shot. And I'm like, oh yes, thank you for this camembert. It's delicious. So
they get their own back though.
They do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think there's more white casualties than that, if anything.
Well, that last scene when there's like blood misting out.
Spoiler alert.
And... yeah, that's it. Sorry, good friend.
There will be
listeners.
Blood in there. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good. I thought Leonardo did a sick role of bad guy.
He's just a hard ass now.
Yeah,
he's like, he was such a Nancy little fuck in all those Romeo and Juliet and stuff. And then for 3 years, I don't know, he must have just gone into hard ass recovery school.
Yeah.
And came out and just looked like a mental dude.
I wouldn't mess with him. Departed, I reckon, yeah.
You know what did offend me in that movie, though?
What?
Tarantino's impression of an Australian accent.
Why did they put that in there?
It was shocking. He was so bad at that.
Yeah.
I was like, this is embarrassing. And he was talking to Django as well. I was like, oh god, why is this in here?
Is there any relevance why he has an Australian accent in there?
No,
it just,
no.
It's got the guy from Wolf Creek. They're like an Australian group.
John Giraffe or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. I was like, why are these guys Australian?
I'm going to never look at that John Giraffe guy the same after Wolf Creek.
Oh, for sure.
Like, Better Homes and Gardens. I'm like, dude, I saw you scream, I'm going to cut your tits off, bitch. And now you're planting agapanthus. No. Yeah.
Wolf Creek, that's a good movie.
Oh, it's cracking.
Yeah.
Love it. Just when he, spoiler alert, slams like the knife into the girl's spine. Yeah. It's like, oh, God.
For me, it was like when he's pulling his wrist out of the nails and he's got the dogs. He's chained up by the dogs. And he's just like, ugh.
Anyway. I'm punishing myself there. I'll throw that in there.
That does it for me too, half naked man. That I'm like, been crucified.
Severe bleeding.
Yeah.
Is there much? Did a lot of the stuff that happened in Wolf Creek actually happened in real life?
I think a lot of it's just a bit of
artistic. Someone has been murdered before in the past.
So it was based on a real story.
Yeah, and the guy did get away. Spoiler alert again.
Yeah. But let's just spoil new segment: spoiling movies. The Sixth Sense. He's actually a ghost. Bruce Willis. What else? What else can we spoil?
Brad Pitt in Fight Club is just the imagination of Edward Norton.
Yeah, true that. Dustin Hoffman is playing Tootsie the whole time and no one knows about it until the last episode.
What?
And
what?
Haven't you ever seen Tootsie?
No.
I haven't lived. Fuck you all.
What is it?
I want to go into Tootsie. This podcast doesn't go for long enough. Just watch it. That's all I can say.
Alright. Aside from movies, I actually didn't get to see any movies this week because I've been staying in a place called Tarkula for the last 3 nights. no TV.
What, where, why, and how?
For work. I can't go into it too much, but for work. And it's just in the middle of shit nowhere.
Is it in SA?
It's in SA. It's about 4 hours out from Roxby. To put it in perspective. So it's right in the middle of there's not much out there to see.
Is that a mining town?
Mining town. It's abandoned. That was the scary thing about it. It has about 40 houses, but only one person living there. Like a caretaker. This creepy old lady.
Is John, John Gerast.
Yeah. I'll cut your tits off, Stephen.
Yeah. And it was like 40 degrees in the shade type thing up there. And the place we stayed at had no air conditioning.
Shit.
So I was just like swimming in like my sweat every night when I was trying to sleep.
That sounds awesome.
I'd like paddle, just breathe. And like, and because, yeah, it's an abandoned town, everything's dilapidated, so you have like creaking like roofs and stuff nearby.
Oh, suck at night.
Yeah, it does. And the train goes by and shit. I got woken up one night, it was like pitch black, and I couldn't wait because there's this noise in the backyard. I could hear something rustling around out there.
Mm.
I was kind of shitting myself, to be honest, because it felt like a ghost town.
You know what it was?
Well, yeah, I went outside. It was halfway cool out there to see what it was.
Yeah.
It was like some bloody kangaroos just hopping on a bit of like old aluminium fence. Scared the shit out of me. Nice. They just like hop out of the darkness at you. But yeah, so that was good fun.
Yeah, fuck, dark cooler.
Yeah.
Mate, I'll go there on a holiday.
Oh, I'd recommend it.
Right. Were there many backpackers there?
Didn't see many.
No pub crawls or no?
They had a pub that said opening soon.
They very slow crawl to it.
That sign's been there 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, well, at least you don't get those pesky text messages from that club because it's not open yet.
That's true.
Tuck all the drink specials, 2016.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, fuckface?
Not much.
Cool.
No, awesome.
Oh, you've added a lot to this segment as always.
No, just just playing sports, working, and enjoying the rest of my uni holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just so relaxing.
Yeah.
I miss uni holidays so bad.
Yeah.
When do you go back?
March 4th.
Jeez, you piece of shit.
I don't miss the exams.
Are you going to put pants on for uni? Or... Because listeners, he's not even wearing pants today. He's just wearing boxer shorts.
They're board shorts, not boxer.
They're not board shorts. Stand up. Let's have a look.
All
right. No one's going to be able to
see. No, this. This is just for my... No, okay, yeah, maybe they are.
He's showing us
they have pockets.
What are board shorts.
Yeah, and they've got the net pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The question, though, is why did you buy board shorts that look like boxer shorts?
I thought these looked pretty all right. I took them.
I see you took them.
They don't have the ink tag on the back.
Yeah. Oh, good. Corbs, anything new with you?
I made the state final for Raw. That's exciting. It's a comedy competition. Oh, yeah. So I tell cock jokes in front of more people. Yay!
Done.
Yay! Hey! 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 That and I got a speeding fine. Not a speeding fine. I went through a red light.
About 370.
464.
That's more.
They've got up.
Bullshit.
That's insane.
And it was just one of those pesky ones where you do the like, you know, when the orange arrow goes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've got time, and I was halfway across the line when it goes red.
So you were like turning right.
Yeah, I was turning right.
I always thought the rule was if you cross over and it's still orange, even if you like. Even if you haven't gone all the way over, like you've already crossed over, then you're all good.
Yeah, if you cross the line,
but if you saw the photo, you see the flash, and you're like, oh fuck. And then 2 weeks later, I got a notice saying you're now poor, pretty much.
So, man, I hate that because like you look at it like, well, before I didn't have $460 bucks, and now I have to pay that. I've got nothing for it.
I know. It's bullshit. It's really bad. You're like,
that wasn't even fun. Like if I was doing donuts, yeah, that would have been fun, and I would have, you know, totally paid for $400.
Was it a main road like intersection? Right?
Yeah, it was. It was main as shit. Guilty as charged, but fuck. $464, that's rubbish.
And you're doing the speed limit as well?
Yeah, I know. That's insane. And it's not like there was a kid there.
that you've hit.
That I've hit.
Yeah.
Although I remember one, this was so annoying.
Probably bigger fine.
I got another fine for like briefly going on the wrong side of the road. Alright, it was all within reason. And I get pulled over by an unmarked policeman on a motorbike. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Flashes the lights. And he pulls me over. He's like, oh, I'm going to have to fine you and all that. He's like, that's dangerous. There could have been a kid there. And I was like, well, there fucking wasn't a kid there.
Yeah.
And that's why I did it. If there was a kid there, I wouldn't have done it. So that argument is just void.
Yeah. Actually, I had a terrible run-in with the cops a few years back. I got pulled over on Richmond Road.
No. Oh, yeah.
And they, like, flashed me... They'd like
get his tits balls out. Suck on that dick.
Yeah, like flash the tits at me, but they just told me to go to the side of the road. And it was just when that rule came in about not talking on your mobile phone. Literally, it was like 2 months after that.
Yeah.
So
Did you have it up to ear? Or like,
yeah, I did. But I had it up to ear at the stoplight, and he was like behind me at the stoplight, waiting for the girl green. As soon as it went green, I was like, woo! I was like, oh, this is great. So anyway, it was, yeah, and I had to talk to it. Because it was like, yeah, I was expecting a phone call. Man. Anyway, he pulls me over, and he's like, all right, mate, stand up against the vehicle. And I was like, dude, I wasn't brandishing a gun out the window. I'm talking about a phone. He's like, mate, just do it. So he made me like stand up as he patted me down against the side of this vehicle on like a main road with all these people going past. It was quite embarrassing. He had a female in the cop car though, so I think maybe he was trying to impress
me. Man, was she hot?
What a dick.
I don't know, man. I was just pissed off.
I'm too pissed off to see beauty. Man in blue trying to get me down. Just talking about my cellular mobile.
While we're on the topic then, I remember on Muck Up Day, they told us, like, if you're going to do anything that gets you in trouble, you're not going to sit your exams.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, no, we won't do anything. But we filled up water bombs with, like, flour and water and shit. And one of my mates, Pont, was really good at chemistry, so he, like, made up bombs on the day. Bombs around the school. Anyway, someone called the cops. We started like egging and stuff. So there was only four of us, and we're out the front of one of the guy's house. And three cop cars rock up, and four cops come out. And there's only four of us, and they're like, "All right, turn it down, turn it down." We're like, "What are you on about? We haven't done anything." So they started taking down all our names and stuff, and checking in the cars. They didn't find the bombs, thankfully. Yeah. But we're all shitting ourselves. Luckily, in the end, we actually could sit our exams. So
yeah,
they were just like, "Oh, they didn't do shit about it. They just took our names and then pissed off." But yeah, I was scared shitless.
Cool.
We are all hard asses. Yeah. We are all convicted felons.
I feel like right now I should be playing Fuck the Police.
Coming straight from Burnside.
Yeah, no, there are some good cops out there, so...
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
There are.
Support I just don't like getting blue. Fines.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate getting fines.
Yeah.
It is bad. Well, something that is fine is my new segment. It's a brand newy.
Oh, good segue.
And I could, pretty much it's like, I'm bored of this fucking conversation. I'm going to start my new segment. And this segment is...
Are you ready to analyse this?
Alright, so the theme behind my segment, Analyse This, is I've picked a song by an artist for each member of this podcast today. And what I want the person to do is to analyse a particular line that I've picked from that song. So I want you to tell me the reason behind that line. Why did they put that in there? What does it mean, you know? I want you to go back to those Year 10 English days and start analysing what the line is. Yeah. So who am I going to start off with? I reckon, because I actually thought that Leroy was going to be here, but he's not.
So maybe don't do him.
I'm going to do Leroy's. No, I won't. Okay, who am I going to keep it? Lexus. I'm going to hit up with you first.
Cool.
All right?
Yep.
So, your song is performed by the pop group Five.
Oh, good.
I know well, yeah.
The song is If You're Getting Down. Now, I want you to analyse the following line. Dance till you drop, and it don't stop until it goes pop. What does that mean? What does it mean?
Okay. Well, that's pretty obvious. You're in the club, getting down. Dance till you drop, so literally you're about to pass out. You've danced so long, you haven't ingested any food or anything, you know.
Yeah, you haven't had a Euros yet.
Exactly.
You're not at that point. And it don't stop, which means like you can't stop. Maybe you're taking a few tablets or something, so you're really just buzzing.
Yeah. Yeah. So keep Five going. Were addicted to amphetamines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, I've heard that. Definitely that.
We don't encourage that on this podcast.
No, we don't. But...
Only if they're pure. Like MDMA, that's fine. But, you know, don't go rash.
Don't go the rough
drugs,
stuff.
Kids.
Yeah.
Do pure stuff.
Keep it clean.
Yeah.
And then until it goes pop, could be a number of things. Either like you hurt yourself. I don't know, you dislocate your shoulder or something, so it literally pops out. Yeah. You pop someone in the face, you just get so angry at them, smack them right in the mouth.
Okay.
I do that quite a bit. Or until it pops, I don't know, you have a massive hernia injury or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe eating Pringles.
So there's a lot of injuries and violence and drug taking. So it's quite a deep lyric, isn't it?
Well... I guess it is. I don't think they put much thought behind it. It just sounds good.
No, come on. Five were a very reputable band. Like, they put thought lyrics behind everything they did, including those ridiculous fucking haircuts. So you think it's quite a dark, deep one then?
Maybe, although I like what Steven said.
Oh, about the Pringles? Yeah. Maybe it was a Pringles reference.
So there's just a whole bunch of fatties on the dance floor, just eating snacks.
Yeah.
Instead of the Euro.
I can't stop because I popped!
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly! Once you pop, you can't stop.
You can't.
Yeah.
No. Go right. You keep eating Pringles until you drop.
Yeah.
So, I don't mind
from
that.
From heart failure. Because there's a lot of saturated fat in those snacks, so...
So, it was actually, like a subliminal Pringles advertisement.
Yeah.
No.
Pringles, amphetamines, and what was it? Just internal injuries.
Yeah.
Fuck. Five are deep. Yeah, I didn't know five was so deep. Oh, there you go. Interesting. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I liked that analyse. You analysed that well.
Cool.
You analysed it very well. All right. So, well done, Lexus.
Thanks, mate.
I was impressed by that. Now, Stephen, I'm going to kick it over to you.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yours is...
Yeah.
Analyze.
Can't wait to get an analyze this, brother.
Analytical data. All right,
binary code.
Let me just fucking do my segment. I just want to do my segment. Go home, go to bed. No. All right, this is more of your classic kind of pub rock song. Not pub rock, but you've heard it at PJ's, I'm sure.
Many times.
All right. Your song, Stephen.
I've just realised there are a lot of Adelaide references in this podcast.
Only Adelaide people are listening to this. If you're from Canada, I apologise. Come down. Fez will feed you for a week.
But only a week.
Only a week, yeah. And by feed, we mean lock you in his dungeon and do kind of Joseph Britzel shit to you. But back to the topic at hand. Stephen, your song is Mr. Jones by Counting Crows.
I only know Dr. Jones.
No, you know that. Isn't that Mr. Jones and me tell story tells.
I don't, but he'll be able to lyric.
Oh, come on. All right, well, you know it when you heard it. But okay. The lyric from that song is, if I knew Picasso, I would buy myself a grey guitar. What does that mean?
Dude.
Because I'm flabbergasted, and I save that for you because I know you're an intelligent guy. What does it mean?
You need quite an abstract mind for this one, hence the reference to Picasso, I feel like. So it's like, if I knew Picasso, then my face would probably be rearranged. I feel like he's saying, like, he was the person that Picasso painted, with the eyes on the, like, where the lips are and the lips where the forehead are. And I feel like your perception of colour would be messed up as a result of that. And hence, you couldn't see anything but grey. Right. And in order to play music, you need the grey guitar.
Grey guitar.
Or it could be that you see everything in shades of grey. It's quite a deep lyric, actually. So, nothing's really black and white. Everything's messed up.
So you're saying that the lead singer of Counting Crows is mentally retarded and he's got a facial disfigurement.
Yeah.
And...
Colourblind. Yeah.
So that's what... So it's really like a song about his own...
Well, he's saying, like, if I knew Picasso, or however it goes.
No, it's just like that.
Is just like that? Yeah, cheers. Yeah. And then what he's saying is, like, because if you knew Picasso, you'd want him to paint you. Imagine if Fez was Picasso, and he wouldn't paint me.
Fez doesn't have talent.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could argue that about Picasso as well.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of cubes and shit.
Yeah. Mm. Well, okay. Anyway. Yeah, it's a shit lyric, but I feel like it's saying, effectively, if he knew Picasso, he would be drawn incorrectly, and he would probably be colourblind.
Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
I don't know what else to get out of that.
Yeah. I know, it's a tough one.
It is a really tough one.
It is a very tough one. Now, Fez, I gave you an easy one, alright, because I know you struggle sometimes, but I just want you to analyse this, alright? Fez, your song... is by the one and only Wu-Tang Clan.
Why did I get this?
You'd love it. But no, I'm going to give it to Fez.
Yeah.
It's Protect Your Neck. And the line I want you to analyse is... Sloop B-A-B-B-Y-U.
No, dude. That's deep.
B-A-B-B-Y-U.
B-A-B-B-Y-U.
Is that
what does it mean?
It's so obvious!
I'm stumped.
Are you trying to tell me that Wu-Tang Clan have nothing behind their lines at all?
No, I know they have...
Dude, Wu-Tang forever, man?
Yeah. Fucking protect your neck.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Anything? Top of the dome.
Sloop, B-A-B-B-Y-U.
Oh, I've got this one.
Do you want to take it?
No, you can't take it. No! Fez, give it a crack, son. What does that mean? Do you reckon it's something to do with the Cold War, or, the famine in Africa, or... Maybe a
Sloop Bachelor of Arts. No, he's saying Sloop be a boo. Like, you know, my boo. My girlfriend.
Sloop be a boo. So B-Y-U.
Sloop, spell of Sloop with a Bachelor of Arts has a missus.
Yeah.
And
BYU, bring your
uterus?
Yeah. Bring under, bring your uterus. Yeah.
Okay, you're shit faced.
Now I deeply understand two songs, but forever. Alright, do you want me to give you Leroy's?
Yeah, we'll
do. Do I give you Leroy's?
Maybe we can all
do Leroy's since he's not here because he's on holidays!
But, Vietnam!
Leroy's was Willow Smith.
Yes.
Popular.
Whip My Hair.
Yep, Whip My Hair. Analyze this. Don't let haters keep me off my grind. Keep in mind she's fucking 10 years old.
No, that's obvious though.
Easy,
right there.
I got it.
You've seen her hair, right?
Yeah.
She's hustling hair braids on the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haters are hating her hair braid sales.
Yeah.
Fez is agreeing.
What are you going to that one then? Since Wu-Tang means nothing to you and you hate hip-hop, what is...
Don't let the haters keep me off my grind. Yeah, I say she's got the... What you call them?
Braids.
The grind. And, you know, people hating it.
You're just saying words. Analyze it. What does grind mean?
All right,
in the world of a 10-year-old, what is grind?
She's obviously a pro skater. We all know this.
Okay.
Willow Smith, the pro skater. Jumping off on a grind rail every Saturday morning.
Oh,
and the haters are like, Willow Smith, you should be working on your singing career because it needs some work.
Yeah, she just wants to grind.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Just them haters going to hate.
Maybe she works in a sawmill.
Could be, yeah.
And she's just grinding through wood.
Mm.
That's what her secret call
is. And haters are like, yo, Willow, we need 50 more, you know.
Dude, her name is Willow. Willow trees. Sawmill.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shit.
Bam.
Sold it.
Willow Smith works as a lumberjack under that huge 10-year-old body of hers.
No thanks to Fez, we cracked another code.
All right, we're working on. We got 3 out of 4. No thanks to you, Fez.
Yeah, but that's all right.
There you go. That's been Analyze This by Lee Quirton. I'm going to put this in my top pocket because I don't have one. And next segment, what have we got?
How well do you know your good friends and Fez? Right, so once again, we've got the quiz that everyone played along with last week. Cheers for your answers, guys.
Ooh.
No one sent me anything. But anyway, we've got it back again. I figure we'll do it one more week just so you guys can learn a little bit more about the good friends and Fez crew. So the first round is just an individual question for everyone sitting around here. Second round is a question that everyone can join in. So let's kick it off with Lexi here. Now, I sent you a questionnaire, so these are based roughly on your responses to those questionnaires.
Yeah, how'd you get my email, by the way? Because I don't want you to contact me outside of this room.
Yeah, your girlfriend.
Hey! You went there.
Hey! The response to this, by the way, this week, listeners, it can be one of the four of us, or Tyson, or Leroy.
That makes it
so you got a 1 in 6 chance here. But, you know, you could also use your knowledge of your friends and actually be a good bloke.
Well, reigning champion from last week.
That's true.
Let's do it.
Let's get kicked off right now. Who gets brought to tears by the song Imagine by John Lennon? Nah, come on, man. That's an emotional song.
It is an emotional song. I'm going to say Fez does.
Ooh, that is...
Fez.
Fezzy, would you like to...
Gay! Explain that.
It's angry.
No, it's a deep and meaningful song. And at the time...
I was tearing up now.
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, it's... Well, I don't ever usually... Alright, just to point out that I never ever get teary-eyed over this song.
You're getting teary-eyed right now, mate.
And
this song is an exception. So I'm just saying it's a deep and meaningful song.
Alright.
Yeah, it's a good song.
You're forgetting, though, that John Lennon, A, never knew you and wouldn't like you anyway. So.
Alright, this one here is for Leeboy.
Alright.
Whose least favourite animal is geese?
Geese?
In this group of six.
You know what? I'm going to say Tyson.
Ooh.
Oh, what?
It's me, my friend.
You?
I hate the geese.
Yeah. Well, they're not popular.
No.
That's for sure.
No, they hiss like snakes. They have, you know, they have serrations under their beak.
Yeah,
they got like these mini jagged teeth.
Ouch!
Yeah, they're not good.
What is it? They hiss like snakes.
No, hiss no snakes.
Oh, hiss like snakes.
It's like what?
Just stare at the urinal.
They just get down to the ground. And... So yeah, yeah, hate geese, man. I've been chased by a few as a kid. So.
Yeah. Did you tease them though? Because that's the thing. I can imagine out of us six, Tyson being the one that would like throw rocks at animals and shit like
that's
that.
That's true.
So I thought maybe he's got the bad thing.
No, his least favorite animal was cats. He said
yeah, cats.
Yeah, he said they don't like me. I don't like them.
Fair enough.
I can understand why they would like him though. I barely like Tyson.
No, yeah, I know. Horrible man.
All right, and then this one here's a Fezzy. Fez.
Yep.
Who said that your pecs were the feature they would like from somebody else from the podcast? So if they could pick one feature from somebody else, they said your pecs are what they wanted.
So someone said they liked my pecs.
Yeah.
And okay.
Why are you so surprised by that?
Look at him. He's just like, yeah, oh my god, modern.
Yeah. So good.
He's flexing his pecs right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Did you say shoot?
Yeah,
shoot. Ah, oh, shoot. Not me pecs.
You know what that is, just quickly? It's because my mum started listening to this podcast and said, that Fez one has a potty mouth. He's trying to work on his game.
I'm going to say Quez.
That was Tyson. That was
Tyson.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tires, I guess.
What?
Nothing.
Speak so people can understand.
He said he licks tires, I guess. Hence he likes your pets.
I don't know.
How does that work?
All right, anyway. Scorchy Egg, Lexi on one, everyone else on nil.
Ouch.
So Alexis could be going back to back.
Back, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And this is... How do you know so much about your friends?
Well, I think I listen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's my mistake.
That's our mistake. All right, round two. How, this is for everyone, so everyone gets to answer this question.
Okay.
How many people out of the six of us said tits when asked tits or ass? So from 0 to 6, how many prefer tits? Let's kick it off with Fezzy. Give me a number.
4.
Okay.
I'm going to go 5.
5 prefer the...
Yep.
The jugglies?
Yep, the jugglies.
I'm going to say 3.
Ooh, unfortunately, everyone is... The answer was 2.
2?
Only 2 what? People for the tits.
Really?
Anyway, Krobzy, I think you said tits, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think it was just Leroy and Krobzy.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I didn't pick Leroy as a tit man.
I think ever since his buck show, it probably changed his mind. It was like, now I've seen the art ass of God. I think her name was Candace, I don't know.
I didn't catch your name.
What, you didn't take a business card?
Alright, second question. This is 3 questions, by the way, in this round.
Mm-hmm.
How many people said their phone was the item they would miss the most if taken away for a year?
3.
Lexi, going with 3?
I was going to go 1.
1?
I was going to say 1 as well.
You're going 1 as well?
Yeah.
Ooh, Lexi got it right again!
What?
Yes!
How many?
He's already 3. Won it again for me!
Yes, I win again.
Oh, yeah.
What yuppies? Yeah. Who was it?
I think it was myself. It wasn't Lexi, he said internet. It was Leroy, myself, and Tyson. Yeah.
Wow.
Well played, Lexus. So again, we're just playing for respect on the final question.
All right.
This one here has to do with Fez.
Yes.
Unlike most of this show. All right. When asked to rate Fez's input to the show, from 1 to 10, what was the average from the group? And bear in mind, this total has been rounded down. So if it was 3.6, I rounded it down to 3.
Yeah.
If it was 5.3, also rounded down to 5. So.
Okay.
So.
I'll say on average 4.
4?
Yeah.
4 out of 10?
I'm going to say 3.
3?
Yep.
I'll say 4.
Lee got some respect back.
Yes! 3. Yes! Yes! Play for the goods.
I like the way you said 4, Fez.
Yeah.
It was funny.
That old self-esteem trying to build up again.
Yeah, most people said 3, actually.
Yeah.
I think Tyson said one, but for showing up, I give him an extra 2 points. Fez's response was a range. He said from 4 to 10. When have you ever...
to 10?
Yeah. When have you ever given 10 out of 10?
I don't recall. So I'm a 10 out of 10. I would love to see your census when you filled it out. There would be lines and crosses everywhere. Oh, I don't know. All of them.
10 would be basically you talking non-stop on this show, which has never happened.
Yeah. Anyway, so cheers for that, guys. That's the end of that quiz. Lexus has once again proved himself the best friend.
The knowledgeable bastard.
And that
yes.
was that's the last time the quiz is happening. So Lexus back to back, best friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how champion. Am I going to learn about my friends?
I don't know.
And Vez.
Not by talking and listening to him.
Okay, so the next segment.
Welcome to Leroy's Loopy News. Alright, basically a bunch of scientists have actually came up with a new weight loss invention. Whatever you eat after a certain amount of time, you just pump it out from your stomach. It'll pump up about 30% of what you are digesting and into a bag, which is how it's pumped. Basically, it's a tube that's stuck between your stomach and sticking out from your belly. Customers complain, or trial patients actually complain that sometimes this thing doesn't really work. Why? Because food gets stuck within this tube. Apparently cauliflower gets stuck between one of the patient's tube. So here's my issue with it. Fucking chew. You got fucking teeth. Use it, bite it, and chew it to many small little pieces. Are you that lazy you can't go for a walk or go for an exercise that you're so lazy to chew? Jesus Christ. I just want to know what's your thoughts on this, guys.
Alright, wow, so man. That was effectively, so it's effectively something.
Was he chewing?
He was sick. Effectively, it's like a colostomy bag, but you get it even if you don't have a stomach issue. So even if your stomach's functioning, they put this tube into you, and then, so
it just takes that 30% of your meals that you've eaten.
Effectively, yeah. So you get less fat.
That's filth.
That is filth.
Yeah.
Just eat 30% less, you fat shit.
What I understand is they said there was a problem because one guy had cauliflower.
Yeah,
and cauliflower is healthy. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why is no obese man eating fucking cauliflower?
That's true.
Oh, hate it when my lemon tea gets stuck in there.
Yeah, but no, it's not a good look either.
No.
Like, and it would be, even if you have like you have to have loose fitting clothes, which I guess most obese people probably would anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would just look weird.
It would.
And it
weird.
Is filth. Wow. And you have to explain that to people. People are like, oh, look, you look great. You lost so much weight. It's like, oh yeah, well, I stuck a bag in my stomach and it pumps out 30% of everything I eat. I don't have to do a thing. Cauliflower got stuck in it though. You're not going to pick up.
Yeah, if I was on a diet as well, and I was like, oh great, I can eat 30% more now. You just eat more food.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like to see how much weight these people are actually losing. And surely there are like other health issues associated with having a plastic tube permanently in your stomach.
Not just that, like, you say you get rid of 30% like food, because that's been digested, it's not been digested right, that's what I'm assuming.
It sounds
you're
like
you're gonna... Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so you won't have that hunger because, you know, you want to make up that 30% so you'll eat another thing. And
yeah, maybe it's just supermarkets have got these people to put these on and they still get that extra 30% hungry.
it's a marketing ploy by Woolies.
So now they have to eat like even more than they used to eat.
We'll take 30% out of your trolley but charge a full price. It's dieting.
Just go on a proper diet, do some exercise.
I think that's good.
What's it called? Oh, that's right. Running. Do that.
All right, well, let's hear Leroy's response and his next bit of news.
Fez, such a shit answer. I'm so disappointed. Here's my thoughts. It's what this invention does. It doesn't help. It helps cure the obesity problem, but it doesn't help cure overeating. You create a machine so people can eat more. I feel that's just wrong. You're just wasting more food, more resources. Imagine trying to get laid with chicks and you see this fucking thing that's sticking out from their tummy. You're like, what the fuck? if you accidentally slip your hands over there, imagine all the stomach juices coming out while you're having a good time. Second topic for the news. About a month ago, a father has recently hired a hitman to kill his own son. Not in the real world, but in the online world. Why did he do that? Because the son's also stuck up onto computer gaming, that he didn't get a job, he's failing out, dropping out school, and the father's frustrated. What happened after that? The son just quit gaming and just backfired to the dad, saying that, hey, I can stop playing games, it doesn't really matter, that's not going to change me. Thoughts on that?
Alright, so the second bit of news was a father that hired a hitman to kill his son's character online, effectively.
I don't know.
I'll start with this one. The dad's an idiot because on online games, you'll respawn instantly as well. What a damn fool. What game was it? I didn't say.
Did it say how much money he spent to hire this virtual reality hitman?
If Leroy was here, this would be good, but unfortunately I just have a pre-recorded bit.
I think it's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
It's not going to change shit.
So, if he's living in your house and that's your son, just unplug the fucking game system.
Yeah. That is the ultimate hitman.
Yeah.
Unplug it. Done.
Grab the hard drive and smash it on the ground as hard as you can.
Yeah.
That little shit's not going to be playing again.
And I like the way the son was like all self-righteous, like, I can stop playing anytime. It's like, well, if that was the case, why didn't the dad just go like, hey son, I think you play that too much.
Yeah. No, I just never get those games where it's like, you spend your whole life on the computer pretending to have a life of stuff you want to do in your real life, but you choose not to.
Yeah.
Because you've got another life. It's just bullshit.
Some things you can't do in real life. There are games like Second Life or whatever it's called where you literally just live like a normal life.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, I'm going to study to be a doctor. It's like, you could really study to be a doctor.
Some of the addiction's pretty bad though, because people get addicted, they stop eating, and some people forget to feed their kids and they die.
You
hear stories of that. Yeah. So
it's such a dumb addiction, though.
It is.
I don't know.
It's escapism.
Over-medicalize everything. Yeah. These guys are just.
They have sad lives, unfortunately, and they just escape to it and then become their characters.
These people aren't like, they're not living in a third world country. They're not like starving.
Some
are. Are they?
Oh. Well, I guess.
I mean, they're not living in like
some kid from Wanda with a brand new iMac just playing Second Life.
I mean, those people have like hardship. I don't see why you could be like not feeding yourself and all that, and you're gonna escape. You know, you say like it's because of this.
You escape because you have a shit job or something. I don't know. You have a terrible marriage, so you go into the game and.
Yeah. And like.
Get a life! That's all I'm gonna say.
Alright, let's get this segment over with.
And again, Fez. Such a shit answer. I don't know what happened after that, but who knows? He might actually hire a real hitman just to take his own son out. And that's all for Leroy's Loopy News.
Okay.
Guess I'll take it from here, so.
Lexus! Hypotheticals!
Alright, guys. Another episode of Lexi's Hypotheticals. This week. Spoiler alert, two of them are pretty gross and bad.
Yeah.
So if you've got a weak stomach, turn the podcast off for the next 5 minutes and then come back to it.
Right, or if you've got one of those stomach bags, unplug it for the next 5 minutes.
Drink that shit down.
Get your cauliflower in, yeah?
Exactly.
You could just keep eating that shit over and over again.
It just keep popping out.
Yeah.
If you enjoy the taste of it. Yeah,
you name cauliflower.
That'd be so good. All right,
my first hypothetical is, if you found a wallet with $500 in it, say you're at a mall or something, and like there's a information desk you can give it to, what do? Do you take the $500 or do you give it in with all the money? And it's a group consensus, so come up with something.
Well, can I jump in quickly first here? I would give the wallet back, but I'd take $20 for myself. Just so they learn a lesson. Not to leave it alone. And, like, I've done a service. It probably took me half an hour to take back that information desk. $20 for half an hour? That's an okay rate.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I'll go with the fact that because it's in a wallet, like, you open it up and you can see the guy or the girl's ID, you got a name, you got a face, and you feel guilty for them. And you're like, ah, oh, this poor pervert, it's in a wallet, it's theirs. But if I just found $500 on the ground, that's mine.
Yeah.
But if it's got a wallet with a picture and someone's actual life kind of in it, return it. But as I said, take a little reward.
Yeah, good. So you're with me. Yeah,
yeah. A little sneaky, you know.
So what are you thinking for the reward? Like, give back $450 or $480, like Stephen said?
Yeah, $480. You don't want to take the piss because they're going to be stoked that they got their wallet back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And but they're not going to hunt you down for $20.
No.
And hey, you know. It's expensive these days.
It would be pretty awkward though if they're like, oh, thank you so much, I have to give you an award. Just be like, nah, don't worry about it.
I'd just be like, yeah.
Give it to me. Like, if I left a wallet with all that money in it and someone to give it back, I would, you know, give them some money back.
Yeah,
so.
But some people don't. I've done this before in real life. Not with 500. I had like 150 in it. I did have a look. I had a cheeky look. I didn't actually take any money this time.
Yeah. This time.
No, mainly because I saw the person who had dropped the wallet.
Yeah.
And like, I could see that I could just jog up to them. So if it was going to take half an hour of my time, I would have taken 20. But it took like 30 seconds. Mm. Ran up to this elderly woman, gave it to her. She said, thanks. No more than that.
Yeah.
Turned and kept walking.
Yeah.
Should have taken the 150.
Yeah.
You would have just rewarded yourself.
It's like, yeah, some people, I don't know. Yeah. It's like, I just saved you a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
I know, I guess, any general good Samaritan probably should do that, but...
Yeah.
Even a fiver. Yeah, even a fiver.
A cheeky fiver.
Yeah. Buy yourself a pie on the walk home.
Yeah.
Reward yourself.
Yeah, it's the fact that they went out of their way to notice that, oh, hey, you know, you dropped your wallet or whatnot.
Yeah.
And the fact is, they went up, you know, it's either this, you would have been, had no wallet, no money, or, hey, you know, oh, thanks so much, you can have this. Like, I would give them money as well. And,
yeah.
You know, I'd rather take having a little bit less money than losing the whole 500.
So would you take a reward as well? A bit of cheeky on the side for you?
Yes.
You would.
How much would you take out of the 500?
I'll say the 20? For 500, it'll be 20.
Yeah, yeah, so that's really? I think that's a good percent. Like, that's a small percentage.
I'd probably take a hundy.
Oh, hey!
Give back 400. I mean, they got 400.
You know, there's that poor lady's pension. And I'm like, oh, I suppose I won't have electricity. But who needs me life support machine anyway? I've had a good innings.
Yeah. Alright.
Yeah.
Cruel.
Alright, but the average consensus was take 20 and give it back.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thanks guys.
Not moral at all.
Alright, question two, disclaimer, this isn't as like nice as the other one.
Oh yeah, because robbing people's good.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather go in hospital and have them surgically remove both of your ears, so you've just got a small hole there, ears here, or would you want someone to hack off one of your balls with a rusty blunt knife and you're looking at it the entire time?
What was the ears thing again?
The ears is they surgically remove it, so like they graft it up again. It's gonna look like you, but with no ears.
Yeah.
So it's not gonna look grisly or anything. But then
you can't hear.
You look weird. No, you can hear.
How can you hear?
You need your ears.
You take off like the cartilage.
As in
I thought you meant they sew up the hole.
No. So it's like you don't have the exterior cartilage of your ear. But the other one is they hack off your one testicle with a rusty blunt knife and you're looking at it the entire time.
Can you get it treated after?
Well, let's just say you're down an alley somewhere and like you're sort of queasy. So I guess you could run to the hospital and fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just have, you're through that pain as well. Whereas,
how long would that take though, you reckon?
I don't know.
It's a hack through a ball slack.
But it's like, imagine like a butter knife that's heaps blunt and rusty as well.
Cool. I'm going to take the surgically removed ears just because I generally like to grow my hair long and it covers my ears.
That's not bad.
Not at the moment, but yeah, it's a good call.
Yeah.
That's a good call. I'd probably go the boar.
Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking about it. I'm like, well,
like it's,
you've still got one more.
Exactly.
You don't look like a freak with no ears. And you would.
You can get a fake ball in there.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, as long as it's all working, I don't give a shit if there's a fake ball in there. It looks normal.
Yeah, you went through about, say, half an hour of pain.
Yeah. And it would have been huge.
The fact you're looking at it.
Excruciating pain as well. It's not just like under general.
You pass out, man.
I don't know if you would.
I would definitely pass out, would you?
I'd be looking at me like, this is happening. This is actually happening to me.
Documenting it. Day 4, my balls are still getting hacked away by this blunt knife. Yeah, no, I would go...
We've got to come up with a general consensus.
You know what? I would go ball.
Okay.
I'll go bull.
That's 2 out of 3.
And I always, I don't know whether it's because, you know, I've got the business mind, but you'd sell your story, you'd make a book out of it. Everyone would think you're a hero for getting over this brutal attack, make a bit of cash. Your balls still look the same, and you've just got to deal with that mental image of that. But if you've got no ears, people are like, what's with no ears? And you're like, oh, I just got them surgically removed. Why? Because, but if someone's like, what happened to your ball sack? Oh, someone attacked me with a blunt knife. They're like, that's horrible. Have a beer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I agree. Right. I'll take the nut off.
Yeah. You'd always take a nut off, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Masturbation.
All right, and question number 3. It's another gross one.
Good.
It is... Would you rather eat a bowl of vomit? So, like, you've got a soup bowl.
Is it my vomit?
It's someone else's vomit.
Okay. Mm.
The consistency is not unlike a soup or a
chicken noodle
stew. Yeah, chicken noodle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or would you drink a pint of warm piss?
Oh.
A bowl of vomit, so it's like a reasonable sized bomb, or a pint of piss.
Pint of piss.
Piss, yeah.
Yeah.
Piss.
Just slam that shit down.
Yeah.
Like,
a pint's not that bad.
Health wise as well, I've watched a lot of Bear Grylls in my times when I was unemployed, but someone else's piss can actually provide you with some nutrients because it's getting rid of stuff that they don't need but you might need.
Oh, I reckon that. Yeah. I reckon that's rubbish.
No, it's true.
Absolutely. Oh, because Bear Grylls told you.
Yeah. Bear Grylls teaches me heaps of stuff. But vomit's just gross. And I was on Hindley Street last night, and the amount of vomit I saw, it just puts you off.
The fact is, with the glass, just skull that, as in the vomit you have to be...
Yeah.
You have to have spoonfuls and spoonfuls.
No, you could kind of churn it down, but like other people's vomit is freaking gross.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure, but I reckon with a pint of warm piss, it'd just be like, I don't know, doing a beer bomb or something. Just open up your throat and get that shit down.
Can you do it through a beer bomb?
I'm going to say yes.
100% piss then.
Yeah.
Because I don't...
Piss bomb.
Vomit.
Easy.
Yeah.
Dude, warm beer sometimes tastes like warm piss.
Don't know the difference.
Yeah.
I could have been drinking piss this whole time.
Yeah, just tell me it's cider and I'll be sweet.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Tastes just like a 5 seed.
5 seed's good, man.
No, it's terrible.
Well, let's not get into that. All right.
And that's the end of my segment, so thanks, guys.
And this is Fez's YouTube Reviews. So, yeah, this is my new segment, and what it is, it's pretty much I look for a YouTube video, like, within the week of the podcast, and, you know, one that's quite popular but not viral, and, you know, it's interesting, you know, there's been a lot of people have seen it, you know. Well, this video that I found on YouTube is called The Most Insane News Story You'll See Today. And what it is this hitchhiker who helped out this woman who was being, I think, assaulted by some 300-pound man that looked like Jesus. And this guy saved her by getting a hatchet and beating him.
Oh, sick. I heard about this. I haven't seen the movie, though.
Yeah, but the thing is, the guy, he's a bit... It sounds like he's, you know, drugged up or, you know, like...
All right, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But, you know, just I want your opinion of it.
So we'll watch the video now?
Yep, watch the video now.
Right. The good friend and Fez crew are currently watching the video. We apologize for this inconvenience. Please blame it on Fez. As always, he has ruined the show with his ridiculous segment.
So, you know, like, what do you guys think of the opinion? Like, considering now in America there's all that talk about gun control and the fact that this guy, he didn't have a gun. Like, if he had a gun, he would have most likely been killed. The other person, I mean, the other guy was, you know, bad because of what he did, but the fact that he had a hatchet, I mean, is that...
I assume he hit him with the blunt side of the hatchet. Yeah.
Because
I didn't make that bit clear.
No. And, yeah, he wouldn't be standing there interviewed if he'd just put a hatchet in someone's head.
Yeah.
It sounds like the big guy, the 300-pound guy, isn't dead. So, yeah, he smacked him over the head with the blunt side of it.
But
yeah.
Would it be a different story if he had a gun and killed it? Like, would that have changed perception of him as a hero to...
Oh, you're getting deep with this.
Oh, no, not over there. They love that shit. So, yeah. And that's the whole thing, it's about defending.
So. No, but if he shot, like, there's probably, yeah. It's hard to tell, because I couldn't really tell from the story how endangered these people actually were. Because it said he grabbed the woman, but he didn't say, and he said he could have snapped her neck, but he didn't really say what he was doing. So if you just shoot someone dead for that, probably not the best thing to do. No. But if he shot him the leg or something, yeah, he'd be fine, but he'll be a hero.
He was a pretty cool dude there. Good find, Fez.
Pretty outrageous.
Yeah.
Like I said, not supposed to be like a viral video, it's just something that's just came out. You know, it's got a, you know, had a million hits. It's an interesting story.
Yeah, it was an interesting story.
Oh, yeah, more. Also, the guy was just interesting, I guess you could say, in the sense that he's utterly bonged out of his head.
Yeah, Kai, I believe his name was.
Kai,
Didn't have a surname.
Straight out of Dogtown. Straight out of Dogtown.
Smash!
I think that's LA.
If you got to ask about Dogtown, you don't know what it is, son.
Z-Boys, man. Z-Boys.
California. 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 I just added that in.
So how many stars would you give that video?
Yeah, because, you know, it's, I guess we don't know like what the guy was going to do to the girl, but it sounded like he was a hero, so let's give it a 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Jeez. 8 out of 10.
Hero.
For the hero.
Are we all going to rate it?
Yeah, you guys can rate it.
All right, I'll give it a 5 out of 10. Started getting boring towards the end.
Yeah. All right. I'll go 6 because interesting story, but attention span, like, come on. If it's anything over 4 minutes and it's a YouTube clip, it's either going to be a video clip for a music or nothing, actually.
Bear that in mind for next time.
Yeah.
I would have given it a 7 if it was auto tuned and remixed.
Yes.
But I'll go
smash.
Yeah, I can see that. Smash.
Yeah. Straight out of Dogtown.
Yeah. This guy was 300 pounds.
I say we put that video up on our Facebook page, though, so people can actually know what the fuck we're talking about.
Fez is going to put that out tonight. Yeah. Go and listen to it.
Yeah.
Go and watch it. And then give your opinions in the comments if you want.
Alright, so now we're recapping Beck's recreational activities.
That's not even the name of the segment. Beck's appreciation. Beck's appreciation.
We're looking at Booba Jooba Jooba. BYU. What does it mean?
By far the worst intro we've had so far today.
If you weren't listening last week, Tyson Beck, who's not here tonight, but said his recreational activity was for each member of the podcast to stand in the corner of the room by themselves, and they had to stay there until someone came up to them and started talking, or acknowledged that they were there and interacted with them. So I guess our task came at how long we could stand there for. And we had to count and see what happened, kind of express our feelings about how it went down. But it was a lot harder for old Lexus and Fez here, because they failed a previous challenge, which meant that they had to face inwards to the corner. Yep. So their back was facing everyone. So they truly looked weird, whilst the rest of us just looked very socially awkward.
Yeah. Cool.
So it was.
Do you want to kick it off then to see how you went?
Oh, I did all right. I counted to, I think it was 37 seconds.
Well, it's very specific. Yeah.
I remember shit, especially dumb shit. But I was sitting there, and it was actually quite funny because we said that girlfriends could not come up and save you. And straight away, as soon as I started doing it, my girlfriend came up and said, "I know what you're doing." In which case I said,
"Go away!
Go away!" Leave me alone then. Yeah. And she did, and it was very awkward. And then for the next 37 seconds, but I could see across the room, another friend was like, "Oh, hi," and doing the big wave, and I didn't wave back. I was like, "Okay, I'll wait for her to come over." So that was 37 seconds.
Cool.
It wasn't too awkward though.
I did mine. I figured I'd do it as soon as we got there. Okay. I said a load of people, most people first, so that they wouldn't come up and just introduce themselves, but I tried to pick the corner when it was most empty. So I went there, but unfortunately where I was standing was right by where everyone was taking their professional photos.
No.
And while I was standing there, I happened to be facing to just all these girls taking professional photos. I was just creepily standing in the corner sipping my beer.
Nice one.
And to which one of our friends came up to me and said, "What are you doing, you perv? You've just got here.
You're doing just that. You're perving."
Yeah, exactly.
How long were you there for?
I think it was like 15 seconds. So it was quite short. Short and sweet. I didn't really get to feel the experience too much, but I guess people like talking to me.
Well, as you know, I had to face inward in the corner, but I think by the time I went to do it, everyone there knew what was up.
Yeah, maybe.
So,
yeah.
When I went there, it happened pretty quick. Someone just, tapped me on the shoulder, and I was like, oh, sweet. Done.
I think as well, though, because it's like, we're all slightly older. If you did that back in high school at like a 15 or 16-year-old party, you'd be standing there for hours, I reckon. Because no one knows how to communicate and shit back then. So you'd be standing there and someone's like, oh, he's probably got a stiffy or something. And you'd just stand there for 50. I was expecting to stand there a lot longer.
Yeah, same. So was I, actually.
I was like, people won't come up and talk to me. I'm looking weird. But I think people do, because they're like, he looks weird. I'm going to make him feel comfortable.
Exactly.
And really, it's like, this is just a joke for our shitty podcast.
I also think the fact that we knew 90% of the people at this party as well.
Yeah.
It made it shorter as well. Yeah. I think if you went to a party and you knew one other person there,
plus one and you just went to a corner.
Yeah, that would be
different. And then you had to face that corner, so that would make it
worse. How long did you last?
I'd say a good like 15 seconds.
15 seconds as well, and you had the extra challenge.
Yeah, I think the fact that everyone knew what was going on.
Okay, I'll get into mine then. Maybe I picked a dud wall, or maybe too late in the party when everyone sort of like migrated away from where I was standing. I reckon I was there for ages.
You were there for 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
I timed you.
Wow.
Oh, and like there were parts of there and I was just like, you know what? I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
I don't need this shit in my life. I'm just going to fail.
Fez, would you like to explain about Lexus's?
Oh, everyone knew what you were up to, so everyone purposely stayed away.
Fez was telling people not to come speak to you.
Are you serious?
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I?
You piece of shit. You know who was being like, I don't want Fez to be embarrassed. I was just like, pointing people out.
Oh, so he was helping you out, and you were being the general shit bloke to him.
You dickhead. I was doing the same to Leroy as well. Like, people aren't going to help Leroy. So I think Kat went over and like saved Leroy.
Yeah.
Thanks to Lisa Kendall, who actually came and saved me there.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Sweet. Well, there you go. So that was, I think it was probably one of the easiest of the bet creational activities.
Well, yeah, it was.
All you had to do was stand in a corner. It's not like you had to.
Yeah, Lexus had it bad. To be fair in affairs, I was also telling people not to come up to
me. But I had no idea you were there. I think I was just drunk in a corner somewhere. Yeah. Just naturally.
Yeah. There was a couple of the girls that I was talking to. They're like, what's he doing? I want to go speak to him. I was like, nah, leave him. He told me he wants to be left alone for a minute.
He's a haunted spirit, that boy. You stay well away from Lexus.
People were taking photos as well. Yeah. Flashes around.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is embarrassing. Sip my beer a bit more.
Yeah. No, but it was probably the easiest, because it didn't take very long to do.
Yeah,
no. We were drunk anyway.
Yeah, exactly. If you had a few beers, anything's a bit easier.
It always helps after 15 pints. Anything.
Of warm piss.
Yum, yum. Give me some of that urine.
All right, so we don't actually have a recreational activity for next week, do we?
Yeah. No. Because Tyson isn't here. Boo.
Boo.
Boo-ers.
Currently at a, what is it, a brother's, father's, cousin's, nephew's, 60th. Former roommate, 60th, stepfather's, brother's, engagement of being non-engaged. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
whatever you said, it's that.
Yeah.
he's well and truly whipped by his girlfriend. Alright, so we don't have any recreational activity, unfortunately. But what we do have is a listener's question.
Yay.
Now, we don't have an intro for this segment.
Listener's questions.
But this, it's very similar to the Luby News. But yeah, so this one comes from our dear friend Trent Kergetta, who I'm starting to think is the only person that listens to this podcast.
Long time listener.
Trenty!
Yeah. And basically, we're opening this up to everyone now. So you can send a question through to goodfriendsandfairs@gmail.com. If we get more than one, we'll pick the best.
If we get one, we'll pick yours. Exactly. That's what we're saying.
There's a good chance we will pick yours.
Yeah.
So send yours through and we'll talk about it on the next podcast. But I'll just give my good friend Trenty's question to everyone here. His question is, what do you think each other's catchphrases are? So out of the six of us, if you had a catchphrase, what do you think it would be?
Is it a catchphrase that the person commonly says, or just something that you would expect them to be?
I think we can go either or. I think we can go either or.
Wait, is it? Yeah, this is gonna. Is it a catchphrase or just what you?
Can be both. Can be both.
Because I already know what you're gonna say for mine.
Well,
but you don't say it a lot on the podcast, though.
That's true.
But yeah, in general, when I talk to Fez, we'll be having a conversation. I'll say, if I can just change the topic for a minute.
Well, the other one is. Alright guys, in all seriousness.
Yeah. Sometimes it's in all seriousness, can I change the topic for a minute?
No, I don't use the two together.
But yeah, it's just, and usually it's like, yeah, that's fine, face.
Yeah.
You don't need to like ask every time we're having a conversation.
Just change the topic.
But no, but let's come up with some podcast related catchphrase if we can. Mm-hmm. Or probably. No, I guess we could give something about each personal life if we
yeah, let's just do in general.
Yeah.
Lee Corbin says nutty a lot.
He does say nutty a lot.
I do like saying nutty. Nutty. Yeah, nutty. A lot of people back in the day thought I was saying naughty as in the children's character, like naughty, and I'm like, what does naughty have to do with someone sculling a beer? Nothing. It's nutty.
What does that have to do with someone sculling a beer?
It's nutty. It's full of nuts. It's fucking nutty.
Yeah.
And it comes so well off the tongue, especially when you say fucking before it. So you're like, it's fucking nutty.
Nutty.
It's fucking nutty. Fucking nutty. Nutty. And you just do it like that.
Alright.
I like it.
Yeah, that's good. Has got the same ring to it, I guess, as Jiminy Jillikers.
Jiminy Jillikers. Nutty as.
Yeah, no, nutty's a good one for Querbsy. So are we going with Fez? Is like
Fez would be, I don't know.
Fez, no, Fez, yeah, Fez would be like, I don't fucking know.
Can
we just
edit?
Yeah, can we edit and pause this podcast for a minute?
Yeah.
In all seriousness, guys,
can we edit?
Yeah.
Don't mean to change the topic, but can we edit?
Oh, we get it.
Joke over.
Yeah, you pushed it too far, right, Fez. Yeah. I mean, that's your thing. You take jokes too far to the realm of unfunny. I reckon Leroy's. We'll do it for Leroy and Tice, I reckon, as well.
Yeah.
Leroy's would be like, an I'm Asian.
Like, we get it.
Yeah. I'm more ethnically diverse than everyone else here.
Yeah. Can also be counted as sound because it's Tyson.
He goes that.
Yeah. Tyson's would just be like an amalgamation of weird noises.
Yeah. Loud noises. Yeah. Not even a catchphrase.
Just general retard noises.
Tyson's got mentally ill noises.
Yeah.
What's Steven's? What's yours?
I don't know. Right. I was going to say,
Steven says cool quite a bit.
Yeah, I say cool.
Yeah, cool.
Most of my, when I say cool, generally I mean shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. Yeah, keep cool. Talking about my mother in that way. Cool.
I reckon Lexi says you piece of shit quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, all the time.
I reckon that's Lexi's. Lexi's just like, you piece of shit.
It's true, I said that a lot. Probably too much.
Yeah.
Goosh times.
Yeah, cool. Cool.
Cool. Well, what a all nutty right, question. Piece of shit.
All right, can we just edit this out?
Hey! That's your guy. I'm Asian.
Yeah. All right, guys. So thanks for listening to episode 5 of Good Friends and Fairs. As always, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/goodfriendsandfairs. Make sure to invite other people to the page. That would be strongly appreciated. We'll send Fez around to your house with a thank you bouquet. And yeah, you can also check us out on iTunes. The links will be on our Facebook page as well as the online listening at Podomatic. So yeah,
keep those user questions coming.
Yeah, keep the user questions coming. Thanks again for that, Trenty. If you want to send through another one, you're the only person listening to this goddamn
Please
show.
Please do. Yeah. What do you want us to do?
We're lost.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Wait. Should we get Fez to take it out as always?
Yeah, take it out, Fez.
Final thoughts, Fez.
Yeah, final thoughts. Maybe summarize how you felt this episode went and what you'd like the listeners to take going forward.
I thought this episode went well. It flowed really well. I think the listeners would have gotten a good insight into us kind of personally because we all... I don't know.
Yeah, cheers to that, Fez.
Yeah.
Anything to add to
what? No, that's all good.
And Fez is dead.